USA News. I'm Richard Johnson. The crowds are growing outside the federal courthouse in Miami as former President Trump is just a couple of hours away from entering the building to be arraigned on 37 felony counts for hiding classified documents at its Palm Beach home. In Washington, Republicans like New York's Elise Stefanik are calling it a double standard.
There cannot be one set of rules if your last name is Biden or Clinton, and another set of rules for everyone else.
While Democrats like California's Pete Aguilar are not thrilled by his GOP colleagues' unquestioned devotion to Trump.
They've barely gained control of the floor, and we head into a week, and they jump headfirst into defending the corrupt leader of their party.
In Miami, Trump will be fingerprinted but not subject to a mugshot. Prosecutors will upload a stock photo of him for the file. Also, the judge presiding at the arraignment has barred cameras and phones from the courtroom, so we won't know details of the proceeding until it's over. And after it's over, Trump will return to his golf club in Bedminster, New Jersey tonight for a fundraiser and comments. Authorities say the body recovered from the burned-out wreckage of a tanker that caught fire Sunday in Philadelphia is the driver. The fire from that crash collapsed a section of Interstate 95, creating what will be months of huge traffic delays around the closed highway. Another sign of slowing inflation. The Labor Department says last month's inflation rate was about at its lowest rate in more than 2 years. The Consumer Price Index rose by 0.1% in May, bringing the annual inflation rate down to 4%. While that's not close to the 2% rate the Federal Reserve is trying to achieve, many experts believe the Fed will not raise interest rates. Grubhub is shedding jobs, about 400 jobs in the coming days. Thursday will be huge in Denver. Hundreds of thousands of Nuggets fans will gather downtown to celebrate the team's NBA championship. This is USA News.
My friend and I are taking a trip to Mexico this year, but neither of us speak Spanish. So we downloaded Babbel and started learning Spanish fast.
Want to start getting conversational in another language in as little as 3 weeks? Babbel's quick 10-minute lessons were designed by language experts to be the most efficient and effective way to learn a new language.
¿Cómo te llamas?
¿Cómo te llamas?
Babbel, language for life. Celebrating 10 million subscriptions sold. Now try Babbel for free at Babbel.com. That's Babbel.com.
Hi, this is Joe Cordell with the law firm Cordell & Cordell. When the prospect of divorce becomes a reality, you need a partner that you can count on. If you're a man in this situation, consider contacting Cordell & Cordell. We've helped men navigate complex legal matters for 30 years.
Contact Cordell & Cordell to schedule an appointment with one of our firms online at CordellCordell.com. No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers. Online at CordellCordell.com. CordellCordell.com.
We know there's quite a big difference between the wages of men and women. In California's Silicon Valley, they keep careful track. San Jose State University sociology professor Scott Myers-Lipton has some new numbers.
The gap is now $59,000. Both college-educated people, but between men and women, the wage is $59,000 difference. And that gap has increased by $7,500 since the pandemic.
The number is part of what Myers-Lipton calls the pain index. It also includes the growing number of people who need food.
We're providing food to more than 500,000 people every single month. Literally double the number we were serving before the pandemic.
That's Leslie Baccio, CEO of Silicon Valley Second Harvest, one of the area's largest food banks. Authors say the goal of the pain index is to call attention to issues so policymakers can make changes. When it comes to food, a California casual food chain is trying something new. A drive-in that sells only organic items.
Amy's Drive-Thru is a business venture from the California-based Amy's Kitchen organic food brand. The restaurant will sell vegetarian burgers, fries, shakes, burritos, enchiladas, and soups. The facility itself will also be eco-friendly. There are already 4 Amy's Drive-Thru locations in Northern California, but this is the first in Southern California. I'm Daniel Martindale.
Day after the Nuggets capture the NBA championship, the Vegas Golden Knights go for the Stanley Cup. Knights up 3-1 on the Florida Panthers. I'm Richard Johnson, USA News.
My friend and I are taking a trip to Mexico this year, but neither of us speak Spanish. So we downloaded Babbel and started learning Spanish fast.
Want to start getting conversational in another language in as little as 3 weeks? Babbel's quick 10-minute lessons were designed by language experts to be the most efficient and effective way to learn a new language.
¿Cómo te llamas?
¿Cómo te llamas?
Babbel, language for life. Celebrating 10 million subscriptions sold. Now try Babbel for free at Babbel.com. That's Babbel.com.